The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Kroah Show. Turn to the Don Kroah Show. It's time for the Don Kroah Show right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and happy Wednesday to you, right smack in the middle of the week where it belongs, has been forever, right? And as always, it's more fun when you're here with us, so welcome aboard to this edition. As we say, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together, talk about stuff. And it's important stuff. I'll give you a rundown in a moment of some of the things we're going to be sharing today. But meanwhile, some other important things to tell you about, namely Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of Reynolds and Power Home Team Keller Williams. Listen to me. They have some incredibly exciting news that they want me to tell you about. For example, Debbie and Sarah guarantee the sale of your home. Did you hear me? They guarantee the sale of your home, and in fact, if your home doesn't sell, they have a guaranteed program that will buy your home at a price that's acceptable to you, and they will put that in writing. Now listen, Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers. I mean, they have over 15,000 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. These buyers have been screened. Debbie and Sarah showcase your home to them, which means your home may already be sold through their home buyers in waiting program. And by the way, did you know that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers, on average 6.1% more money, and they make their sellers on average $31,000 more? How did they get it done? Well, for example, they just sold Cynthia and Knox's Fairfax home in just 4 days and $5,000 over asking price. Did you hear me? 4 day sale. $5,000 over asking price, and they want to do that for you. Call Sarah and Debbie right now at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com on the web. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. On Saturday and Sunday, June 10 and 11, very important event coming up called National Unity Weekend. It's going to take place all across the country. It's a powerful nationwide call to pastors, churches, and Christians across the nation to come together as one voice on the issue of racial unity, a voice rooted deeply in the truths and scriptures and the principles of scripture. Folks, that's really where the answers lie, is the eternal word of God. We're going to share a conversation about that with you, one that we had recently with the man who's behind the driving force that God has raised up behind this, my good friend, Dr. Derek Greer. That conversation coming up in just a few minutes. In a recent weekly Bible study conducted up on the Hill titled Why Believers Should Be Involved in Politics, Dr. Ralph Drollinger, founder of Capital Ministries, said, with a vision to make disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena throughout the world, That was their goal, he and his wife's, back in 1996. And he said, look, while some churches teach that believers should be involved only in evangelism and abstain from a career in politics, that is not what the Bible teaches. So we're going to share that conversation as well with Dr. Ralph Drollinger that's coming up just in a few minutes. And later on that next hour, God love him, my dear and longtime friend, probably who has mea culpa written all over him, but no need to. He couldn't make the event yesterday. I'm talking about Cliff May. I just gave him a doctorate. I don't think he'll mind. He deserves one. Cliff May, founder and president of the Foundation for Defense Democracies. He'll be with me next hour, and then we have a whole lot more as well that we want to share with you. So the clock says, Crow, get out of the way, and we'll be back.
Involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Don Crow here. The country of Lebanon is in crisis. 2 million refugees make up half their population, and they are experiencing the world's worst financial collapse in 150 years. Nearly 85% live below the poverty line. But in the middle of the despair, God is at work. More Muslim culture people are coming to faith in Christ than at any time in our generation. And through a partnership with Heart for Lebanon today, you can help. Your investment will reach a child like Daya, a 15-year-old boy who fled to Lebanon after he lost his father when his home was bombed. He lives in a tent settlement and told us, "I've learned that there is a God and that he is a father to the fatherless." Help bring food, emergency supplies, and the hope of the gospel to someone like Daya and his family for just $116. Call 855-578-9340. That's 888-578-9340 or give online at WAVA.com.
Chuck and Olga with Pearson Smith Realty are making it happen every day in the DMV. Need to sell your home? Don't want to do needed repairs or upgrades? They'll make it happen. Need a quick sale? They'll make it happen with multiple cash offers within 3 days. No repairs, no painting, no updates, no problem. Want to buy a home? Need financing? They'll make it happen. Want to maximize your equity? They'll help you update and you can pay it settlement. Chuck and Olga, making it happen in the DMV. 703-898-8930.
If you are in need of health care and lack insurance, Virginia's free and charitable clinics are here for you. Clinics provide high-quality care to Virginians, regardless of their ability to pay. They put patients at the forefront of care, taking the time necessary to build relationships between their patients and the care team, which leads to improved health. To find a clinic near you, go to freeclinicscare.org. Brought to you by the Virginia Association of Free and Charitable Clinics.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The following program has been recorded for broadcast at this time. Don Crow Show on WAVA, Saturday and Sunday, June 10 and 11, mark it down. A very important event called National Unity Weekend is going to take place all across the country. Joining me to talk more about it, give you his own personal invitation to be a part of it, my good friend Dr. Derek Greer, as you know, founding pastor of Grace Church in Dumfries, Virginia, also host of Let's Talk, Live Big with Dr. Derek Greer. That airs 5 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on 105.1 FM WAVA, and also Sundays at 6 a.m. right here on WAVA. My good friend, how are you today?
I am doing terrific, Don. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, my privilege.
I'm so glad you have me on your program.
Oh, it's an honor anytime we can. And my goodness, we go back some years, don't we, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're getting a little bit older.
Yes, my kids would say, Dad, you're getting into ancient history.
Right.
But listen, God has been good to you and worked mightily through your ministry and leadership in so many areas. And for folks who don't know what this Let's Talk movement is all about and why it's so needed right now, let's start there.
Sure, sure. Well, we are in an intense period in history, and, you know, nature abhors a vacuum, and if the church doesn't lead, if God's people don't lead, we really can't complain about the other folks who step into that vacuum to lead. So a couple of years ago, is really at the height of all the unrest, I felt the Lord impress my heart to bring his people together. And I really didn't know how to do that. But what I did do is reach out to a bunch of friends. Actually, you were included on that list. Samuel Rodriguez, Pastor John Jenkins, Gordon Robertson. We had leaders from the Asian community. And I called them to the Museum of the Bible for us to have a dinner and just talk about our shared experiences. And that evening, about 300 people showed up in the room, about 1,500 live stream. And again, it was at the height of COVID. So it let me know that, you know, folks were paying attention. And that God must have been involved to get people to make, you know, such a dangerous time to come out of their homes. So after that, what we did is we had conversations. Then we said, well, you know what? We will move to a monthly phone call. Leaders across the country started attending that monthly phone call. We moved it to quarterly. But what happened over time is we saw the value of conversations. We certainly conversations inform, inspire us, align us, and it was great value, those conversations. But we felt that it was time to take some bold and some collective action. So we decided that we needed to engage the wheelhouse of the church. We are not an extension of the government, and frankly, I'm not super interested in politics, but what God did in the first century, and I mean, the world was completely pagan. It was a very, very dark time, and our world seems to be returning to such darkness today. But with the power of God's word and simply the love of God, the world was changed, and we have reaped the benefits of that change. And today, if we would use those same tools, if we would preach God's word, we would show the love of God, we can affect change. So with that, we decided that we were going to do two things on two days. On June 10th, we will be serving the hungry, the food here throughout the nation, but we're starting in just three locations. We'll be in Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth. We'll be in the D.C. area. We'll be in Shaw. We'll be in Southeast. We will be in several other locations throughout D.C., also Northern Virginia, and we also may be out in Maryland. But with that, we want the church to have an opportunity to show its love to folks in need. But here's the big thing that's happening. On Sunday, June 11th, churches across the nation, right now we have 16 states that are represented, and you can go to our website to find out, you know, where those churches are. But on Sunday, churches across the United States are preaching from one shared text, Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for we're all one in Christ. And what we're doing is, you know, I want you to think about this for a second. You know, pastors typically spend about 12 hours or so a week prepping for a message. So imagine if across the nation, pastors are looking at what the Bible says about race and ethnicity and its healing message. Imagine then if those pastors share that message with their congregation, and instead of the congregation being informed by the news media, the congregation was being informed by the Bible. Imagine if we began to use, you know, our toolbox to really engage the hearts of men and women and begin to annually address this issue. Imagine how it could impact the DNA of our churches. Imagine how the teaching of Scripture could get deeper and deeper in our hearts. And right now, we're in a period that the tension, it's there, but it's not as great as it was 2 or 3 years ago. It is there. But we got to get ahead of these things. We have to lead and not just react and respond. We want to make sure we're doing some preventative care, if you will. So churches across the nation are preaching from that text, and we are expecting tremendous results. And all folks have to do is go to nationalunityweekend.com and register their church. Actually, we have hundreds of churches that are participating, but I really want to make sure people register so people in your state know where to go to receive this message on June 11th of racial healing. And that's what this whole thing's about.
It's exciting. And as a matter of fact, I missed the meetings that I was able to attend. My schedule's gotten so tight. And of course, I'm not the young man that you are anymore. But in any event, you have my heart, and certainly you have chosen a verse that is, for me, it's the old saying, the straight line is the shortest distance between two points. In Galatians 3:28, it seems to me, really addresses the whole issue. If we can focus in on what Paul is really saying there, and I'm so glad to hear that echoing out through this growing network. And what are you getting for feedback so far? Because I remember when you and I first talked and you had the early meetings, it was kind of tentative as to whether this would get off the ground, but it really sounds like it is getting off the ground, well into the air. What can you tell us about progress?
Yes, the National Association of Evangelicals is endorsing and supporting us, the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, the Calvary Leadership Conference, the Renaissance Leadership Network, on and on. Folks recognize the need. And, we're not asking people on Sunday to preach a political message. That's not at all what we're doing. We're preaching the gospel. Right. We're preaching the solution. We're preaching the answer. And it's a process. We're going to do this every year, so it's not a one and done. And also throughout the year, we'll continue to have our quarterly phone calls where pastors can get on the phone and talk with one another and get insight into various perspectives and issues. So I've been excited to see so many organizations. Right now, there's 18 organizations that are involved, and it's growing. So I really would love folks to go register. If you haven't talked to your pastor about this, talk to him or her. And get them to register and be a part, because, you know, it's easy to do nothing and complain, but let's take some steps forward. Let's get proactive. Let's start preaching the word of God. If we really believe that the word of God can't fail, let's apply it to this very, very difficult and complex issue.
Can you tell us maybe some of the other leaders, both locally and throughout the country, that now are plugged into this, are part of it? And by the way, since you're meeting on a quarterly basis, I'd like to jump back in with you. Those meetings are not so, those are easier for me to attend. If you can keep that in mind, put me on your Rolodex, we used to call it, or whatever.
Yes, and we will certainly do that. And that's one of the reasons why we moved to quarterly. It was just so difficult for pastors to do it every month. So we have Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, Pastor John Jenkins out of First Baptist Glen Arden, Gordon Robertson, CBN, the 700 Club, just on and on, Bishop McBath, Frank Santora out of Connecticut, just a lot of folks, Jeff Smith, actually, down the street in Fredericksburg. which is a Strong Tower Church. He will be preaching this message. So, folks are getting involved, and I'd love for every listener to, again, connect with your pastor. It's not a heavy lift. Simply teach God's word on Galatians 2 and 28. On June 11th, and you can become a part of what God is doing. Revival can spark, but let me say this. Scripture says if we humble ourselves, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, we'll hear from heaven and heal the land. And we have to humble ourselves and begin to speak God's word into the situation and then trust God to do what only God can do. But we have to do our part and speak into it.
Thank you, my friend, for the leadership on this. I know those were early days of kind of not sure where it was going to go, kind of apprehensive. I'm so glad to see that it's a growing response, a growing movement, if you will. And really, you and I have always been on the same page on this. This is the answer. Yeah. Christ is the answer to every problem we face, certainly our racial problems, regardless of the past. And we must acknowledge the past is pretty unpleasant in times, but this is the remedy here. So thank you so much for your work and your leadership in this regard. And we'll re-air this again between now and June the 10th and 11th as well. But I'll repeat that website as we wrap up here. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. God bless you, man, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Dr. Derry Greer, Grace Church, Virginia, and that website that you want to make note of, and I hope you will, and give it to your pastor as well, National Unity Weekend. National Unity Weekend. And really, I'm 150% behind this effort. As I say, I was involved early on, but those weekly meetings and monthly meetings got a little busy, but quarterly meetings, even my schedule... Probably not my schedule, it's my age, can handle.
We're here at Tax Relief Advocates, a leader in helping people resolve their IRS debt. With me is Leah. Leah, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. In this economy, a lot of Americans are struggling with IRS debt. But whether you owe $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, at Tax Relief Advocates, we have a solution. There are special programs that the IRS offer for debt forgiveness. And our team of experts use our proven three-step process to help those who qualify negotiate the settlement of their tax debts for significantly less than they owe.
And there's zero risk, right?
If we can't reduce your tax debt, you owe us nothing.
That's a great offer, and the reviews back you up.
They sure do. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A-plus rating with the BBB.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't ignore it. Do something about it. What's the first step, Leah?
For your free tax debt consultation, go to TRA.com or give us a call. Call 800-583-4890. That's 800-583-4890. 800-583-4890.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The WAVA Christian School Tuition Program is active now. Go to WAVA.com and click on the yellow school bus to find a participating school near you.
Is your anger hard to control? Are you planning how to get even or take someone out? It could just be noise in your head, but maybe not. So speak out. If you have thoughts of harming yourself or others, don't wait. It's okay to talk to a trusted adult and ask for help. Visit OKToSpeakOut.com. Brought to you by the Virginia Department of Criminal Justice Services, Virginia Center for School and Campus Safety.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Our generation is on a diet. It's a generation that is famished. We have been starved for truth. We're hungry for hope and thirsty for the God-given message of the Scripture.
Dr. David Jeremiah continues his series, Where Do We Go From Here? Next time on Turning Point.
Weekdays at 3:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 9 p.m. on WAVA.
This evening, we'll see partly cloudy skies, followed by late-night low clouds, the low 62. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine, the high 86. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 63. Friday will be hot, temperatures approaching the record set back in 1925, with periods of clouds and sunshine. We'll reach a high of 94. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
In a recent weekly Bible study conducted with political leaders on the Hill here in Washington, D.C., entitled Why Believers Should Be Involved in Politics, my guest this hour noted that while some churches teach that believers should be involved only in evangelism and abstain from a career in politics, that's not what the Bible teaches. And that our role as Christ's salt and light in the world means that all believers here and now have an influence in addition to evangelizing and making disciples. Well, join us to talk more about it, Dr. Ralph Brawlinger, founder of Capital Ministries. That's a ministry he and his wife Danielle founded back in 1996 with a vision of making disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena of the world. And he also has written a couple of books, one called Rebuilding America, the Biblical Blueprint, and that reveals a biblical mandate to reach political leaders for Christ, and another one called Oaks in Office, Biblical Essays for Political Leaders. So, Dr. Ralph, it's been a long time, too long since you and I chatted. I think you and Danielle were in our old studios with me some years ago as we talked about this ministry, and I apologize for that delay, but welcome.
Well, thanks, Don. Good to hear your voice. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, indeed. And I know the Lord's been keeping you busy. I track what you're doing, of course, through your website and the emails and so forth. But talk, if you would, first about this whole concept of the scripture being, on the one hand, clear that we are not of the world. Jesus said it himself, but he certainly also prayed, Father, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, right?
Yes, in a more modern-day vernacular, you could say, get your boat in the water, but keep the water out of the boat. So, you know, you end up with kind of a monastic view of Christianity if you believe the only way to keep the water out of the boat is to keep the boat out of the water. You end up living on top of a pole on a high-rise monastery and have your food brought up and other things taken out and not engaging in the world, thinking that's the only way you can keep yourself pure. The challenge is that we're called to be ambassadors, to be soldiers for Christ, and so we have to engage in the world. And I think really, Don, the whole flow of the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 of Matthew is to the degree that you're beatitudinal, to the degree that you're going to be persecuted, the degree that you're persecuted, the degree that you're really an illuminator and a preserver in culture. And then that whole context ends with verse 16, so let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So I think the only way you can really effectuate evangelism is to be involved in the world to the degree that you're beatitudinal. In other words, your boat's in the water, but the water's out of the boat. And that's the only way you can really effectuate evangelism to start with is if you have real relationships with people because you've been involved in their lives.
Where do you think this roots of this mentality have come from in the church? I remember after one of our many general elections a number of years ago, I think it was either the one in 2008 or 2012 when it happened that Mitt Romney was running for president. I remember Dr. James Dobson, after one of those elections, pointing out that there were some 9 million Christian evangelical voters who chose to stay home because the candidate of their choice wasn't on the ballot. And that probably has been the truth more than once in our election cycles. How do you explain that? And also, more to the point, how do we remedy it?
Yeah, well, I think that it's important that believers engage in the political arena with a biblical understanding of how to do that. I think that voting is certainly a necessity. It's certainly something, if you're obedient to your leaders, which Romans 13 says we should be, and if they want us to vote and be engaged in the process, that we should vote. I think, unfortunately, there's a strain in historical American evangelicalism. If you look at the 5 epochs of American church history, you know that the encroachment of theological liberalism in the church 120 years ago or so rewrote the whole idea of what Christianity is. It was nothing more than heresy, still is. The social gospel, aka theological liberalism, is nothing biblical at all. But yet for the social gospelers to root themselves with their theological ideology in American mainline life, they had to tie themselves to the political arena. And so the knee-jerk reaction of fundamentalist evangelicals was to get out of the political arena. And today, I think we still see the remnants of that in answer to your question. In a historical perspective, the reason that evangelicals shy from the voter box is because they have oftentimes pastors who are still kind of reactionary to a social gospel idea that we don't want to be seen amongst the theological liberals who are all involved in the political arena. So be voiding yourself of that. Don't get involved in that, because even the most extreme view there is that government is evil and therefore Christians shouldn't be involved in evil government. But the problem with that view, very extreme, Don, as you know, is that God invents the institution of government. When you look at Romans 13 or 1 Peter 2 or even alluded to in Matthew 22, is that God's the author of not only the institution of the church, but the institution of government. And therefore, to say that government's evil is a very extreme position and really doesn't hold up to the litmus test of biblical exegesis to say I shouldn't be involved in voting or in anything governmentally because it's an evil institution. That's just unfounded biblically.
Well, before this first break, take us on the hill, if you would, because I know from what I've been watching and reading through the years, God has been doing some incredible things among our political leaders. You have been a great tool in your ministry in really strengthening, I'm sure bringing some to faith, strengthening the faith of others. But in general, what can you tell our listeners about this ministry and what it does on a day-to-day basis with our political leaders, many of whom we'll never meet, but we sure feel the influence of their lives?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the question. A quick statistical answer followed by a more maybe theological answer in line with what we've been talking about would be as follows. We've been here in D.C. now for, I think, 12 or 13 years, and we've founded a strong conservative theological exegetical Bible study amongst about 35 of the House members and about 12 or 13 of the Senate members now. Those are separate Bible studies. And we just started several months ago a new, because of Zoom technology, governor's Bible study, and we have 11 governors involved at some level in that weekly Zoom Bible study. In addition, Capital Ministries has been able, in the last 26 years since we founded it, to put intentional, deliberate, biblically reliant disciple makers in 42 U.S. state capitals, about 44 foreign federal capitals, with national Bible teachers in different countries. And so we're really blessed of God to see what he's doing amongst the political affinity sphere of the world in terms of having a right missiological approach to reach them. And I think this, in a more theological answer to what we've been talking about, Don, think about it. If God's main desire is to present a bride for his son for going to the cross, the bride of Christ being the church, and if it's therefore incumbent upon him to mature the saints in the church And if we know from Ephesians 4:11, the way he does that is he gave some as pastor teachers for the equipping of the saints. And if it's actually all God's doing that he calls people to himself, Ephesians 1 or John 15 talks about Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. If God's the one who calls people out of the depths of sin and regenerates them with salvific grace, then it follows that he, per Paul in Philippians, says, I'm confident this very thing, that he who began a good work in you is the one who will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Where am I going with all this? If it's incumbent upon God to mature the bride of Christ as a gift to his son for going to the cross, and we call that the marriage supper of the Lamb in the eschatological future sense, then does it not follow that if you create outposts for Christ, like the church is in a community, if you create an outpost for Christ in the capital, that God will use that outpost, if it's faithful to his word, to mature his called out ones for the sake of their sanctification, the maturation of the body of Christ, and a bride as a gift to his son. And so as we've been deliberate about faithfully preaching and teaching the word of God to Senate members and House members and now government members and former White House cabinet members is also another one of our studies, that God will continue to bring his called out ones to those outposts for Christ relative to their maturation in Christ. And so that's what we've seen at D.C. Long answer to your short question is that we're intentional about teaching verse by verse the word of God. And you can see my Bible studies at capmin.org each week. It's about an 8-page Bible study. We write 52 of them a year. And as a result, we're seeing more and more strong believers, because it's ordained by God, if you see that theology that I just explicated. We're seeing more and more believers elected to office who are mature in Christ. Like, we've got three new senators that are far superior in terms of their biblical maturity than the three that they replaced. And in the House, we've seen 12 or 15 new House members just this year who are mature in Christ and heavily involved in our ministry because they have taste buds for the word of God. And they're replacing a lot of older folks that really didn't have a tethering to scripture whatsoever, even though they might name the name of Christ. And so we're excited about the ministry here in D.C., and we're seeing that occur in each election cycle that we've been here with a faithfulness to teaching God's word.
That is an exciting thing to hear, folks. We'll talk more about it if you're just joining us, talking with Dr. Ralph Grolinger, founder of Capital Ministries. Their website is capmin.org, C-A-P-M-I-N.org. We'll be back with more.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Modest losses for stocks today as traders and investors awaited news out of Washington, where the House was preparing to vote on a bill that would raise the debt ceiling and rein in government spending. The S&P 500 eased 25 points, the Dow Industrials shed 134, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 82. Stock of Carvana has gained nearly 160% over the first 5 months of the year, but shares of the online used car seller paused today, the shares sliding 5.8%. Earlier this month, Carvana indicated it would achieve an adjusted profit sooner than previously expected. Well, money might be tight, but we're still traveling and are most interested in a jaunt to New York City or Las Vegas. The American Express Travel Survey finds 78% viewing leisure travel as an important budget priority, with the Big Apple our top summer destination choice. Other than Las Vegas, Los Angeles is number three, followed by Seattle and San Francisco. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Don Crow here with Plymouth Haven Baptist Church. In Jeremiah 15:21, God says, "And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible." The great Spurgeon once said about this verse, note the glorious personality of the promise. I will. The Lord Jehovah pledges himself personally to rescue his people, and his own arm shall do it that he may have the glory. Now, if you're one of God's children, if you really belong to him, then he's on record as being fully responsible for your deliverance, whatever circumstance you may be facing right now. Bottom line, God has this wonderful habit of keeping his word and delivering his people, and he is ready to do that for you. If you're looking for a church and ministry that will encourage you and strengthen your faith, why not visit us this Sunday morning at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church, 8600 Plymouth Road, Alexandria, Virginia. More information and directions are available at plymouthhaven.org.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
For 35 years, New Life Ministries has provided help and hope in life's hardest places.
We've struggled a lot with communication. I have struggled with anxiety.
New Life focuses on bringing true healing to those dealing with relationship issues, mental health struggles, and addictions. We would not be on the air without kind gifts from people like you. Because of a matching gift, right now every dollar you give is doubled, and giving is easy. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and thanks for making a difference.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
My guest is Dr. Ralph Grolinger, founder of Capital Ministries. We're talking about a subject that he addressed recently in a column that we came across called Why Believers Should Be Involved in Politics. And I know we will not have enough time to do justice to it, but Ralph, talk if you would about, we all know the old saying, a straight line is the shortest distance between two points. Would it be fair to say that if we want better governance, better policy decisions, and so forth to come out of Washington, that this is the best way to get there? Have men and women in office whose lives really are truly rooted in the principles and teachings of God's Word, and therefore their decisions are going to be affected by those guiding principles. Is that fair to assume?
Sure, sure. You know that as well as I do. One way I like to say it, Don, is that you can't expect someone who rejects the author of Scripture to uphold the precepts of his book. It just is incongruous. And I think that's the problem with the whole religious right movement of the last 50 years. When you look at the attempt by evangelicals to morph the mission of the church to be one of political activism, in essence, what you're saying through the lens of scriptural understanding is, I'm trying to get a person who's dead in his trespasses and sin, Ephesians 2:1, or 1 Corinthians 3, the things that are spiritual, he does not even understand them. He can't even comprehend them because they're spiritually appraised. You're basically saying, well, it doesn't matter what Ephesians 2 or 1 Corinthians 3 says. We're going to try to moralize this person who's dead to scriptural truth, and we're going to try to get him to vote biblically. Well, we've seen, as we put all of our eggs in that basket for the last 50 years, the continual decline of our culture. Why? Because that's not the biblical formula of changing culture. The biblical formula for changing culture is to create outposts for Christ that rub shoulders with those political leaders who are dead in their trespasses and sin and win them to Christ. And then if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, new things come. All of a sudden, I don't have to tell a Mike Pence how to vote. I don't have to tell a James Lankford Senator Lankford how to vote. I don't have to tell anybody in my Bible studies, for the most part, what they should think about policy, because if I'm teaching them the whole counsel of God, the Holy Spirit, who indwells the regenerated from their sin believer, how to vote, because they got a conscience that's infused with the Holy Spirit's guidance, and he'll lead them into all truth. And so I think that's the biblical formula. It's one of biblical missiology, of bringing our best disciple makers alongside the lives of those who are in public service, and winning them to Christ and discipling them so that they see things through the lens of Scripture. And once they're tethered to Scripture, they vote correctly because they're beholden to the Holy Spirit who indwells them.
Back to one more point. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and that's the one we talked about earlier, the disengagement on the part of Christians at large in this country in terms of the political processes that they really should and could be a part of. I know some folks got very irate when Dr. D. James Kennedy, the late Christian leader, said, if you don't vote, it's a sin. Now, I'm not asking you to endorse that one way or the other, but what do we do? How do we, as pastors and Christian leaders and ordinary Christians, encourage each other to get involved in the process, saying that our vote really does make a difference? And not only our vote, but running for offices from the local school board up?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a no-brainer to say that if we're to be obedient to our government leaders, which is Romans 13, then it follows that if they want us to vote, that we should be obedient to that and vote. So I think that's a no-brainer for the believer, because there's a lot of guys here in D.C. that love Christ that expect you to vote. So be obedient to them if you're going to be obedient to Romans 13. But then secondly, and I think more profoundly and maybe perhaps long-term, is that the pastor who's listening needs to start a local government ministry and civic government across the street from the church, because statistics reveal that the guys that are in the state capital come from local government, and the guys that are in D.C. come from the state capital. So it's almost like a baseball diamond. And if we can start thousands of local government ministries in the 40,000 incorporated cities and counties of America, much like you say, you see Crew on college campuses, or you see Youth for Christ on high school campuses, the church as a whole needs to have local government ministries on civic hall campuses, because that's where our future political leaders cut their teeth. That's where they get ideologically baked. And once they're discipled at a young age, when you have a lot of access to them, compared to me here in D.C., I'm lucky to get more than an hour or two a week with any particular member, just because their schedule's so packed, they're at the top of the food chain. But when they're starting out, to use an analogy, it's easier to disciple Tim Tebow when he's a high school athlete through FCA than when he's a major league baseball or football player. It's just not going to happen because his schedule, his life is so much more complex. Well, that's how it is with political leaders too. We need to have a movement for Christ amongst local government leaders nationwide. The only way you can foster that is through recruiting biblically solid local churches to have a vision. And what we do at CapMin, if you go to our website, is we give you all the tools to do that. We'll show you how, we'll take away all the entry barriers of entry. We'll give you the Bible studies I teach in D.C. for free. We'll actually train you. We'll bring you to our training conferences. We'll give you a Zoom call every week to pump you up, to connect you to myself. We'll give you credentialing. We'll give you even access to those members in City Hall, because we have the software to tell you who the guys are on the city council that you can reach, and here's how to reach them. And we'll train you on how to do all that, because if we don't have local government ministries, then we're never going to have the stream long term, with all that's going on in culture, of political leaders who are steeped in Scripture, who are tethered to the principles of God's holy writ in not only local government, but in state capitals and in D.C. And we need to have a larger and larger pond of strong in Christ believers that we can see promoted and elevated to higher levels of government, which, of course, influence the whole of the country. And so Capmin, you can go to capmin.org and find out a whole lot more about how to start a local government ministry in your city hall, because that's really where the fight is these days. And we're seeing more and more strong believers come to D.C. because God's drawing them to outposts for Christ, where he can mature his called out ones to mature a bride for his son as a gift at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Well, you presupposed my last question as to whether folks could access your material, but do you welcome partnerships financially and certainly in prayer and so forth for your ministry? Is that also a way in which folks can be with you?
Sure. We're a 501c3 registered in good standing nonprofit corporation. And they can go to capmin.org if they'd like to give or become a prayer partner with the ministry.
Wonderful. An honor to talk with you. I apologize that we've waited so long, but I hope we can kind of do updates every so often, Dr. Ralph.
I'd love to do that, Don. It'd be good to see you. And hopefully next time I can come in studio and hang out with you a little bit.
Love it. Love it. Thank you very much. God bless you, Dr. Ralph Drollinger. He, again, if you're just joining us, is the founder of Capital Ministries. And as you heard him say, the rich resources that they have developed through the years are yours to access at capmin.org. That's capmin.org.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
Real, genuine peace is a gift from God. It isn't something you work up. Peace is a gift from God. It's the result of the effect of Christ living his life in and through your life.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.
Weekday mornings at 8:30 on WAVA.
Timeless wisdom, encouraging proverbs, and powerful promises. At BibleStudyTools.com, we aim to provide the best free resources for knowing the Word of God and applying its powerful truths to your life. Use BibleStudyTools.com's daily Bible verse for inspiration as you start each day. Find powerful verses on more than 300 topics that relate to your life's challenges and needs. Verses to encourage your soul, lift your spirit, and strengthen your faith. Visit BibleStudyTools.com. That's BibleStudyTools.com.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on, is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
Dr. Robert Jeffress has never been one to back down. Instead of running away from tough issues, Dr. Jeffress accepts the challenge head on.
The way you preserve, the way you influence your culture is not becoming like the culture. It's by living in a distinctive way from the culture.
Hear what bold biblical teaching is all about. Listen to Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress weekdays on its new time at 7 p.m. here on Life-Changing Talk Radio 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, everybody, Greg Laurie here from A New Beginning. You know, we're excited about our partnership with a OnePlace.com app. You can listen to my messages anytime, anywhere, even offline, without Wi-Fi with the OnePlace app. Now more than ever, don't you think we need to get God's Word into our lives? So let His Word fill you with hope in your office, in your home, or in your car, or wherever you are at OnePlace.com. Hey, everybody, Greg Laurie from A New Beginning. I'm encouraging you right now to turn off the negativity and instead turn on a positive message of God's love for you. And you can do that with the OnePlace.com app. You can listen to my messages anytime, anywhere, even offline. So start renewing your mind today with the truth from God's Word. Go to your Apple or Google App Store and search for OnePlace and download it now.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA, this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs Radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Sellers, you can still get a great price for your home because of low inventory, but it's not going to last. Call Chuck and Olga at 703-898-8930.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The WAVA Christian School Tuition Program is active now. Go to WAVA.com and click on the yellow school bus to find a participating school near you.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.